down to 22 past 10. Warren Huntley joins us to preview the meeting on synthetic today at Geelong. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Dad.
Look, we've got 8 races there today on the all-weather. What are your thoughts on the program?
Most of the markets are a bit skinny and I can't see a lot of holes in it, so I think we're going to have to tread warily and hopefully in at least one of the races. I thought in race 7 we certainly found something of value we can play on an each-way basis, but I think we're going to have to shoot pretty straight.
OK, well, let's have a look at race number 1. Here the scratchings are runners 10 and 12. We've got number 2, Bell Sonic, at 290. The 4, Etta Carl, who is a first starter, is the favourite at 280. 750 for Miyaza. You've got Pamela Joy, who's at $5.50. Might end up being an OK form race here. You've got Bell Sonic, who's only had the one start resuming. And then you've got this first starter for the Hayes Dabbening combination with Damien Oliver aboard in Etta Carl, who's come up favourite.
And has trialled well a while ago, and a recent jump out of Flemington really nicely held together and making a bit of ground out wide on those tight inside tracks, which is not hard to do. But do you think the race form around Balsonic is strong, Nards? That Merchant Navy form held up very well, went to Flemington and Anzac Day and won, and Balsonic was really strong to the line there. Recent jump out was very good at racing.com park. I'm going to go with 2. Balsonic, Etta Carl looks to be a nice type of horse and really wasn't let go in that jump out that I referenced on the inside track at Flemington, but trialled well. Pamela Joy was good on debut and certainly can be better for that experience. Another one that was strong late there. And as a gelding, the answer's trialled up. Asked to do a bit in the recent jump out, but went nicely. 2, 4, 9, 7.
So we go 2, 4, 9, and 7 in the first events. Over to race number 2. This is a Fillies and Mares Maiden over 1,100. You can take out 2, 3, 5, 8, 9, 10, and also the 13. Now we've got number 1, Coniston Safari at 650. 4, Dimmer Shot at 650. The 6, Harlem Hussey at 550. Then you're down to number 12, Carrer, who is a horse prepared by Hayes Dabbening here, who's been placed its last 2 at 2.15.
I think Carrer is the way to go now. It's just had a gap between runs to put some spring back in her step. Gee, she was solid to the line behind Baseman. That race lacked a bit of depth here on the synthetic track last start, but she was a very good closing effort there. And just that gap between runs back to 1,100 metres here, I think she'll be strong late, and particularly with the scratchings. She stands out to me, 12 Carrer. 1, Coniston Safari's got race fitness on her side, and her 2 runs this preparation have been solid, and I think the form around them will hold up quite well as we unfold through the campaign. Dimmer Shot's honest, just obviously had a few chances and hasn't been able to win because she's contesting this race, but her run behind Smug Satisfaction last start was solid and she was right in the market then. I put 7, Aseer in as next best, but I thought 12 stood out. 12, 1, 4, 7.
So we go 12, 1, 4 and 7 in race 2. The third race is a maiden over 1,300. Runners 5, 6 and 15 are all scratched. Number 1, Best Man at 8.50. 2, Drysdale Spirit at 9. The 3, Gonzale is at $3.40. Then you're down to Cosmological at $3.60. Jette is an $8 chance.
Looks a good race for Gonzale's, Nards. Short enough quote. He has had 9 tries, but his last start was solid. And Trojan Storm had been running well in some pretty good maidens leading into that performance. And I just think maybe with a better running transit and Callow stuck for the last couple of starts, I see that as a positive. Might be the right day for Gonzales. Cosmological's getting fitter, stepping up a little bit in distance, I'm sure, will suit. 1, Best Man's had 3 runs back from a spell. Should get a nice run. I'm not too sure what his ideal distance range is yet, but just coming back to the 1,300 metres here from a good draw, he should get a nice run. And I haven't seen an 11 nothing like a high, but it wouldn't be a hard race for a first starter to be competitive in from the Robbie Griffith stable. 3.10, 1.11.
So we go 3.10, 1 and 11 in race 3. Fourth race is over 1,900 metres, and here there are no scratchings. We've got 2 equal favourites at the moment with tab.com.au. Number 1, Shooting the Mob is at 4.60. We've got 3, East West at 9. The 4, Julio, is at 3.70, one of the equal favourites who's been placed its last 2. The 6, Sistine Saints, has also been placed its last couple of runs and has drawn well today at 3.70. 4.40 for Yes I Do, and then you're down to probably number 11, Dane Riker, who's an $11 chance.
Markets identified the main chances. I thought Yes I Do in a market where there's probably 3 or 4 with not a lot between them, was perhaps a little bit of value. Number 8, Yes I Do. I think his runs for the Sarfasan stable have been solid enough. He did get out over longer than this trip in Queensland before coming down to Victoria, and I thought now with those runs for Sarf under the belt, it's a nice progression for 8, Yes I Do. Julio was good two starts back, was below his best or below that standard at Echuca at the most subsequent run when run down by Street Hawker after seeing to have a very easy time in the lead. But the Yubin Thunderstruck form from the previous run certainly good enough to be competitive here. If he can get back to that performance, he can be right in the mix. 15 Saint will probably go forward this trip, give a good sight. Doesn't really have a good big change-up of speed, but getting out to this trip should suit, and east-west, next best for me, 8-4-6-3.
So we go 8-4-6-3. That takes us halfway through the program. This is Winners with Warren Huntley, and we are previewing this meeting at Geelong today. Look, race number 5, first leg of the quad sees number 1 come out. Number 2, Dusty Mamba, 480, 320 for Nimba Stratus. $4, Sir Winston, $5.50, Beach God, $9.50, Dame Largo. Then you've got Riverina Bell, who is a $6 chance.
So often at the synthetic track here at Geelong, the race is over about the 1,900 metres and a bit further. They can be won with positive rides, proactive rides, and just getting a horse into a rhythm and making it hard for horses back in the field to sustain that long run. And I think Nimbo Stratus can put those tactics together today, certainly hard and fit for recent racing. Callow aboard, so a positive, aggressive rider aboard, and I just think Nimbo Stratus will roll along near the speed and be very hard to catch. Sir Winston will probably be off the speed somewhat, but getting out to this distance range might be able to settle a little bit closer. He's the main danger to my eye. To make excuses for number 5, Beach God, last start, should have finished a lot closer behind Galileo's Pearl. That's the same form line as Sir Winston, and was able to even beat him home on that occasion. I just think Sir Winston's crying out for this ground and can improve into the run. And 2, Dusty Mamba, that race didn't work out last start. And onto the synthetic track here, a lot of horses from the Simon Wild stable with residual fitness after racing over further ground run well here. 3, 4, 5, 2. 3, 4, 5, and 2,
race 5. Look, we look at race 6. This is over 1,000. Takeout runners 7 and 9. We've got number 1, Reassignment, at 7. $6.50 for Dominant Way. Innocent Lily at $2.70. Then you've got Settlers Road and Jack Henry both at 5. And $10 for Kentucky Gem.
Gee, she's kept trimming up as the morning's gone on, Innocent Lillianards. I thought she might have been a little bit of value, but I think back to the synthetic track where she was able to win with Ollie aboard two starts back and was beaten by a smart horse on a rain-affected track at Sandown last start behind Urak. I think back to this grade of race and away from a horse of the quality of Urak and onto the synthetic track, it'll set up well for Innocent Lily to be off the speed and just blending into the race. Settlers Road was good winning last start, but you'd be a brave person to be backing Settlers Road to win 2 in a row. She's going well. She gets back. She needs a bit of luck, but she can be strong late also. I'm sure number 1, Reassignment, will appreciate getting on to firmer ground. And 2, Dominant Way resumes and is capable of pulling out a run first up. Do think it sets up well for 3, who's been pretty well found now ahead of 4, 1 and 2.
3, 4, 1 and 2, but you'd think that the 3 is probably well enough found at the current price. Look, race number 7, you can take out runners 1 and 7. We've got number 2, Costa Bomb at 4, Blythe Bell at 6. Then you've got December, who's won its past two starts at $3.90. $6 for High Diamonds, 9 there for Narioka, and 6 for Absolutely Certain.
Thought Blythe Bell at around the $6 you quoted there, Nards, was certainly worth a ticket each way away from that rain-affected ground last start. And I think she's going well. Her previous run was solid. Her first up run, this preparation, was good. So if a form card's anything to run by, she runs well. When she has a bit of a buy and then runs well again and a bit of a buy, she's due for a good run here. And I think the firm track's the key. And I can see it setting up well for Blythe Bell. Happy to play her each way. 3 ahead of 2. Costa Bomb, who will definitely be fitter for one run back from a spell. Whether another run or so is what she needs to be right at the best, but I thought Costa Bomb did enough first up to say that she can improve out of that. December's going well, took a while to break through, but Jared McLean's got her going well now, and she can ride the speed, give a good sight, and Absolutely Certain will be back off the speed and ducking and weaving. That's what she does, but certainly want to include her in trifectas, first fours, and the quaddie. 3, 2, 4, 10.
So we go 3, 2, 4, and 10 in race 7. And now we're up to the last, and this is over 1,300 metres. You can take out 2, 11, 15, and 16. Number 3, Crypto Pier Rocks at 6, 7.50 for Esprit Warrior. A Written Attraction is at 4.40. It's one of the equal faves. You've got Soldier's Image at 11. Lomi is at 4.40. French Skyline at $4.60. And all the others are at bigger odds.
Big French Skyline appreciated getting out to the slightly longer trip, the 1,300 metres last start, and importantly was able to begin and get into a spot just somewhere midfield and blend into the race. Callow was aboard then. He sticks now. She's a big, strong daughter of Manhattan Rain. And I really think this race comes down to balancing up the two horses that are coming out of that win last start in French Skyline and Written Attraction. And I just like the way French Skyline adapted to that more forward position and strong through the line. Going to go with her, 8-5. Written Attraction, who came from off the speed, went toe-to-toe with another Hayes Dabney Guard in Tafu last start, got the maiden out of the way. Then she looks to be progressing in the right direction also. Spree Warrior gets back off the speed but loves racing at this circuit. And Crypto Pier Rocks was a recent addition of the Sean Matherick stable. Had trialled well, albeit asked to do a bit leading into that run for the stable, but got the job done well, and another one that'll be strong late. But I think race revolves around 9-5. Put them in 9-5-4-3.
So we go 9-5-4-3 in the final event. And what about a best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Race 2, number 12, Career. Pretty short odds, Nards, but I think freshened up, that's the best of the day. Race 2, number 12. Value around race 7, number 3, Blythe Bell. For the quaddy, first leg 3, 4 and 5. Second leg 1, 2, 3 and 4. Third leg 2, 3, 4 and 10. And home with just numbers 5 and 9. And I'm going to play a running double in races 1 and 2 as the play of the day. First leg 2, Belsonic, 4, Etikal and 9, Pamela Joy in the best bet of the day. Number 12, Career.
Outstanding. Good on you, Warren. We'll talk more later in the program when we discuss track work from Flemington.
Look forward to it, Nance.
There's Warren Huntley with his look at the meeting on the synthetic at Geelong today. This is a winners on RSN. It's 26-11.